throws it back to the top. The Kobe's quick pass over to open Kraft for three. Well, good long rebound, but it's controlled there by Josh White. Bearcats look to push it up the court, but they don't have the numbers. Cleary brings it up across, brings it from the left side to the right side. Now he gets it into Marshall Mypin, who finds Josh White on the deep right.
And they lay it up and off the glass. A little high-low by the two post players.
47-38. 5:48 to go here in the fourth. Pirates still with the lead. Krkovich calls out his plays. Coach Rubel tells him to be smart, pointing at his head. It's pretty easy what he was telling him there. Be smart with the ball. We got the lead. Starts to close well. He feeds it inside now. He gets it, throws it back out as he's covered. We're going to see maybe a little bit of stall here from Harbor Beach. It would be a smart move on Rubel's part. Now we're going to get a foul against Harbor Beach with the push.
I think Andrew Seaman, maybe. No?
Well, Aaron Ginther with the little chip shot there. Gave a little push to the back. That's going to be third for Gintner.
That is not a good play by the sophomore.
That one you're trying to run some time off the clock. Terry gets the ball back. He goes to the right side to Boom. Goes to cover behind the circle. Now they feed it into White. White doesn't have it. He gives it back to Boom. Looks to Marshall Leiprand. He's covered now. He gets Leiprand out here for the 19-footer. No good. Rolls around. Josh White cleans it up. White goes up. Power shot. Fade away. Denver doesn't get the rattle. Leiprand goes above the rim and gets that rebound. He got up there above that rim and pulled that rebound down.
You know, and they had a high-low situation. Josh got it on the elbow, and he didn't look to Leiprand on the baseline. Kicked it back out. I think they might have had a shot earlier than that.
I hate to tell you, the rest of the sports team this, but Marshall Leiprand and Josh White come back next year.
Yeah.
He's putting everybody else on notice.
Yeah.
Marshall Leiprand gets the roll. 37-39. This is the closest the Bearcats have been in the second half here.
All they need is some guards to go with them.
And I think you're going to find that. Can't get the roll there for Leiprand. Rebound control there by Seaman. He gets it to Kraft. Kraft throws it across the court to Krkovich, who walks it up the court. Covered by Boom. Boom checks the time on the clock. Probably bent it, calling for closer defense. A long shot put up there by the sophomore over Josh White. No good. Rebound controlled by Leiprand. Not what Rubel wanted to see right there.
That was a long three by the sophomore.
They feed it in to try to get it to Leiprand.
Bad
suggestion there. He's double teamed there. They tried to force it inside there by Goom. Now all three Harbor Beach coaches are up and telling their team to slow it down. You got the lead, boys. Some mental errors there by Harbor Beach. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
You got a gymnasium full of fans. You got your hometown fans right on top of you. And you know you can't slow this game down. But well, they're going to try. I mean, they want to and they can, but, you know,
and Upledge continues to pressure the ball. I mean, they're not going to let him stand there. They're going to try to get a five count. They're doubling right now.
Ooh, almost picked off by Leiprand. Team in there gets it. Now he kicks it back out to Krkovich. Upledge resets their defense. They come back out and get the five count going. Now they get it over in front of the beach nets. Here comes the trap. This time it's between Booms and Leiprand. And now
they're turning over.
And that's exactly what Ugly needs to do is get that aggressive defense.
Yep.
They don't need to, they're playing like they don't want to foul. That's not Ugly's game. They played all year long. They didn't care how many fouls people got. All of a sudden they're playing like, oh, I don't want to foul. And they can't do that right here in the last 3 minutes. Although you don't want to put out a reach on the free throw line, but you also don't want to just let them pass the ball around either. Cleary with the ball to the left side. It Boom. Now Boom dribbles around, pulls up from the free throw line extended. No good. Rebound control there by Sorensen, and he hands it off to Kraft. To Krkovich. 3 minutes to go here in this ball game. Harbor Beach with the lead, 47-39. Kraft gets it at the top, way out.
Here's the problem with what they're doing. You lose momentum when you do this. And I'm sure that the coaches right now are just really torn about, do we keep this dribble net, or do we attack the basket?
And Boom there goes for the reach in foul on Krkovich. Gets him from behind. Boom picks up his second one. Eric, Ugly six. Next one will put Harbor Beach on the bonus.
And I think we're going to have a timeout. And we've got a timeout. We'll be back right after this.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bannack. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where the Bearcats are trailing right now. 2:51 left in their season. Harbor Beach leads 47-39. And Harbor Beach called the timeout there. I'm not sure if Coach Ruber wants to tell them how he wants to stall the rest of the way out or not. A lot of time left in the ball game.
A lot of time left in the game. And again, it's one of those crapshoots. You slow it down when you have the momentum. What happened to the Leafs?
And it's not like they're playing against a team that's not aggressive and used to playing aggressive defense.
Right.
The Bearcats are used to playing an aggressive defense and getting those steals. So
the other night, Monday night, do it.
On the floor for Ubley is Nowicki, Leifrant, Drake, Cleary, and Kaufman. For Harbor Beach, Kraft. For Kobe, Hanson, Seaman, and Sorensen. For Kobe gets the box. Drake's up on top of him now, getting a five count. Cleary gets a tip, but Kraft gets it back. Cleary and Drake with the trap here. And now we're going to get a foul called on Drake.
And that sends Kraft to the line.
There'll be one and one the rest of the way out for Harbor Beach. Checking back in for Ugly is Eric Boom, Tyler Peruski for Harbor Beach. In comes the sophomore Ginther. Jerry Kirsch there gives him some instruction, telling him, hey, be smart. We don't need that long three that you took just a minute ago. And Kraft nails the first one there. 48-39, Harbor Beach with the lead. 2:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Next shot's up and good. Back to a 10-point lead, 49-39. 2:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cleary brings the ball across the timeline on the left side. Over to Marshall Leifrant behind the three-point line. He gives it back up to the top to Cleary. Cleary takes the long three, and his three is good. He shot that from the extra court line out here.
Yep.
49-42. Here comes Ugly full court press, but they get it to Kraft. He gets it across the timeline. 2 minutes to go here. Dracovic kicks the ball at the top. Out comes Drake on top of Cleary on top of Kraft. Now they get it to they're just gonna have a little bit of catch going on here by the Pirates. They swing it across the top. Ugly comes with the trap. They get it to Dracovic. Harbor Beach is gonna try to stall the rest of the way out here, and now here comes the foul. We didn't get the foul up here where there was a reach-in foul on Cleary, but we got pushing going on back here. Gary Meredith picked up the call.
And those players going at it.
And but we didn't get from the ball. Oh, we didn't get a reach-in foul up here from the... I got to give the official credit. He moved to get good position to watch for, but then he didn't make the call. And he looked down the bench. He looked down at his partner there, Meredith, like, what are you calling? I think he thought that Meredith was making the call from down there at the top of the key, or at the top of the half-court line, and he wasn't. Len Nowicki picks up his fourth foul. Second foul there. They adjusted that. I didn't think he had that many. That was the funniest look that official gave Meredith. Like, what are you doing? But then he realized he wasn't calling the one up at the top. And Seaman's first shot was good. Second one was a good rebound. That could be the end of the Bearcats season right there, that rebound. Cleary gets Kraft with the trip. 50-42. Harbor Beach with the lead, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Cleary.
1:38 to go. We have an 8-point game.
And the next foul for Ugly will be the double bonus here. Kraft goes to the line and gets the rule. And that's pretty much is the last dagger that's
You know what? No. 1:38. Still a lot of time.
That's the last dagger there. We got a 10-point ball game, 138. Ugly hasn't been getting the penetration and the shots they needed then. We'll see. Terry's got the ball here on the right side. He brings it to the top, gives it inside to Lyprance for two. No good. Long rebound. Lyprance steals it away. And...